talking now about book art. What exactly is book art? It's such an interesting topic. On the line is Senior Lecturer at the Department of Visual Arts at UJ, David Patton. Hi, David. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ray.
So what exactly is book art? What are we talking about?
Book art is the book as an artwork. It's not a book about art or artists. It's the book in the hand of the artist. In other words, it is an artwork in the form of a book.
Right. That's very interesting. So there's an exhibition showcasing diverse book arts practices by South African artists, as well as the much anticipated exhibition called, do I say this right, Booknesses?
Booknesses, that's correct.
Yes, tell us more.
We are very privileged here in South Africa, and particularly Johannesburg, to have one of the world's most celebrated private collections of artist books, the Jack Ginsburg Collection. And 21 years ago, Jack and I curated the first exhibition of artist books in South Africa at the Johannesburg Art Gallery. And we felt 21 years later it was appropriate to have another exhibition. And so at the University of Johannesburg, happening on Saturday, the 25th, at the UJ Art Gallery, we are opening what is probably going to be one of the largest exhibitions of artist books ever staged in the world from Jack Ginsburg's collection. And because the collection is so extensive and so wonderful, both international and South African books will be there, we decided to grow the project. So on the Friday night, the 24th, at the Fada Gallery, we are going to open an exhibition of related South African artist books from a diverse range of people, from students to people who have never really made books before but who've submitted entries, right the way through to people who work with the book extensively and people like William Kentridge. So it's an incredibly diverse exhibition, which is going to run parallel with the Ginsburg exhibition.
Then how big is the book art industry in this country?
In this country, it's tiny, Ray. It's absolutely tiny. It's a niche of a niche market. But I think what we have done is we've begun to recognize that a number of young artists have joined established artists in becoming more interested in the book as an art form. And we find that young people who come to the book via graphic novels and zines and that direction again have really found a very, very interesting way of exploring their visual content outside of the conventional paintings and drawings and prints. But it's a strange scenario, Ray, because we have this tiny niche area around the book arts in South Africa, but it is growing. And so we've decided to have a colloquium on the book arts in South Africa. We have about 80 or 90 delegates coming to the university next week, starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we've managed to attract about 16 international speakers to this colloquium as well. And that will encourage young South Africans to get to know this area and to perhaps become involved in the making of books as artworks.
Is this colloquium, is it open to the public?
The colloquium itself has closed because we can't cater for any more people. Mm. But the exhibitions are open to the public, and most excitedly on the Sunday night to close the colloquium, that's the 26th at the UJ Theatre, we have a public conversation between the collector Jack Ginsburg and the artist William Kentridge on their shared passion for making and collecting books and books as artworks in the world. And people can buy tickets for that by a compu ticket or at the door at the UJ Theatre on Sunday night, the 26th.
That sounds good. It really does sound good. It sounds so interesting. It just sounds like a field that needs to be promoted more. You spoke about graphic artists. I mean, I grew up on comics. I think most kids just love their comics, and that becomes graphic novels. In fact, I know many adults these days who are paying several hundred rand to get a good graphic novel. Should it not be promoted more in this country? So you're going to becoming a graphic novelist and also going into book arts?
I think there is a fantastic relationship between the two. The markets and the directions are slightly different, but there is certainly an overlap. And we do find young artists who ply their trade as illustrators and as zine makers and build comic strips and graphic novels for themselves privately, that they have a way into the book arts, which is a slightly more serious, fine art orientated direction. But there's certainly very, very interesting overlaps, and we're hoping to explore some of those at the colloquium.
David, if somebody wants to get into book art, what do they do? I mean, somebody listening to this, they're in matric, and next year, this sounds fascinating. What should they do?
Well, they must come and have a look at these two exhibitions. They are extensive walkabout programs, mostly happening on Saturday mornings. And they'll be able to see the most extraordinary and diverse range of objects which masquerade as books. And some of these objects don't look like books at all until you handle them, until you look at them. Books made of glass, made of mirrors, made of a variety of materials which really begin to unpack and disassemble our conventional notions of the book. And so I think if young people come to see the exhibitions, they're welcome to come to the opening, and they're welcome also to come and visit the exhibitions. Both of them are open until the 5th of May. And attend the walkabouts, and they can begin to understand the potential of the book as an artwork.
Yeah, sounds fascinating. So if you make a book out of glass or something like that, can you then sell it? I mean, is there a huge market for it?
There is not a huge market, no, Ray. There's a very tiny market, but I think there is a growing market for these objects. And I think what is also important is that the book arts are becoming a little bit more mainstream. So people going to exhibitions will see book-like objects, book sculptures, books that have been excavated and cut into and altered and changed. And I think these objects are becoming more and more conventional, more and more understood, more and more seen. And so they are partly sculptural and they are partly books, and they are intriguing. And in that sense, I think that there's a growing openness to people who buy art and who are interested in art in buying these objects in the same way as they might buy a drawing or a print or a painting, for that matter.
David, how far back does book art stretch? I mean, are we talking about decades? Was it born in the US, the UK, Europe, somewhere else?
I think in the 1960s in the United States, the book arts started to gain traction with the work of Ed Ruscha, the pop and conceptual-based artist whose majority of major work was in the form of a book. He did a series of banal photographs which he put into concertina fold books, and he would fold them out over meters, and you would get, for example, every building on Sunset Strip photographed and put next to each other, and you would fold this or pull this book out and literally walk the length of the book as you would, I suppose, walk the road, walk the boulevard. And from there on, it became a major trend in the United States. There are university courses, and there's literature, and there's a lot of support for the book arts. But not just in America, all over the world, from Australia through Russia, through the French, who of course have had a fantastic book illustration tradition going back to the late 19th century. But what we call the artist's book is really a post-1960s phenomenon, where the book is really unpacked as an artwork. So materially, the way we go through or understand the way in which a book functions, all of these things are open to play and to messing with in the hands of the artist.
Well, they've always said don't judge a book by its cover, but I think that's totally wrong this time around.
Sometimes the covers have very little to do with the interiors, but sometimes the covers themselves and even the boxes these objects come in are just fantastic things. They really are quite intriguing, and I think that's the hook. Particularly in the digital age, young people say, you know, I don't really have a visceral relationship with the book. I receive my information on the screen. Mm. So what is very interesting in the FIDA exhibition, the South African artist's books, is that a number of book works find their way onto the exhibition via videos, via digital means, and even there, the digital world has been a platform for reimagining our relationship with books and information.
fascinating. David Payton, senior lecturer at the Department of Visual Arts at UJ. Thanks for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure, Ray. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks, David. Fascinating stuff. Really is fascinating.